right here. Here we go. Is this Laura Sullivan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I am so excited to talk to you. You know, it's a very busy day, of course. Anyone in the music industry knows that this is the day that, actually, it's the first time that online voting for Grammy members is happening, so it's kind of busy.
Yeah. Have you went online and checked it out yet?
I did go online early. I haven't had a chance to vote yet, but I've done a lot of the pre-listening and pre-thinking, and boy, that takes a lot of time. And I indeed did see that I was in spoken word, and then the song I wrote, Gretchen Rhodes sang, that actually isn't pop, but you have a beautiful release. I love it so much. I added it to my station in Sedona. It's just, in fact, I might play a little bit of it. It's called Timeless, and I, you know, it's interesting because you're a Grammy Award-winning New Age artist, and this one is classical music.
Yeah, thank you.
And it did go in the classical music category, didn't it?
Yes, it did land in one of the classical categories. There's a few of them, and I was delighted to see that, and so happy for you and your amazing album, and that it's a spoken word, and then you have something in pop, too. It's,
yes.
Wow, what fun. This is a fun time of year.
Well, you've been so, so helpful to me over the years. I you know, I adore your music and you. I do say you're an earth angel. You're so gracious, generous, helpful to so many people, gorgeous, and live this amazing life. I keep following you with your family and your children and your dog, and you seem to have this ideal life, Laura, and I don't know how you do it all with the kids and the music, and you do it all so graciously. So I was thrilled to see you were able to come out with that, but then also The Calm Within, Music for Relaxation, Body and Mind, came out, and it's a Billboard Top 10 bestseller in New Age. It was up there. So that, I mean, was that, those were both this year?
Yeah, well, let's see now. Calm Within came out, I'm losing track here. Calm Within came out in 2016, and Timeless, the classical album, I think that came out like the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
But thank you for your sweet compliments. My goodness, that means so much, and especially coming from you. I admire you so much, and just the inspiration you are and all that you give. It's just amazing.
Well, and you are too, and I was on your site, which is a beautiful site. It looks like you've done your whole site over.
Yeah.
I like it. Is it laurasullivan.com?
So it's laurasullivanmusic.com.
Laurasullivanmusic.com. And you have on there something I think I've heard about it, but you're a release that's on this Timeless with classical music. Claire de Lune was on Flatliners. Now, Flatliners with Kiefer Sutherland and a lot. How did you get involved in that?
You know what? I just got a call from Sony Pictures one day out of the blue, and they wanted to use the song in the remake of Flatliners. It just came out a couple weeks ago. The original one came out in 1990. It starred Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts, and this one stars Ellen Page and Diego Luna, and I think Kiefer Sutherland makes an appearance. I actually haven't seen the film.
Oh, my.
I feel so honored to be in it, but I'm not a big fan of scary movies. And when I looked at the preview, I just got the heebie-jeebies.
No. That's so funny. It is really, because, I mean, I know the thing is, at the same time, it's such an amazing thing to break into films, though, because, as you know, once you can say you have done films, it puts you in a different category, and then you get thought of for doing films in the future.
It's a great opportunity.
It's
absolutely
an amazing opportunity. It is absolutely amazing. So, because it's a huge field. I mean, I remember the first time I heard Somewhere Over the Rainbow, by brother is. It was one of the movies, and I was like so blown away. It's like, oh my gosh, this movie's, it's in a movie over the somewhere yeah. over the rainbow. What if? And that was the one that actually brought big attention to Brother Is. Was the fact that he got in the movie. So you never know where anything's going to go with the movie. It's just a wonderful thing that you could do. And
well, I didn't know that about Brother Is, and that gives me chills because his rendition is just, bless his soul. It just absolutely makes me cry every time I hear it. And so grateful that he got into that business and that the world was able to hear him.
Yeah, it actually started the whole ukulele revolution and stuff too as well. And now every time anyone gets married, they want to hear that song. it's amazing. So, but you know, tell me about, I mean, because you also, don't you teach piano or haven't you taught piano in the past?
I have in the past, so not really what I'm up to right now, but, you know, I have loved doing that and, you know, super grateful for my teachers and glad that I was able to pass that on a little bit. Who knows, maybe I'll do it again in the future.
And it's kind of interesting because in that capacity, it's almost like you have to do some classical music training. And that's kind of expected to be able to do classical music if you're beginning in piano, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's such an interesting question because there are so many amazing artists that don't read a lick of music and that have never had any classical background, any classical training. So, you know, I think classical training is wonderful in itself, but I feel that however one can get there to create music, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, some people play completely by ear, and I have taught some students to play just by rote, which means just, you know, by demonstration, by ear, and by kind of like kinesthetic feel. So there's a lot of different ways to approach it. Definitely, you know, my path was as a classically trained artist, and it has its ups and downs.
Yeah, well, the hardest part, I mean, is I think getting free of reading that music and being able to free to trust your inner self to break free and play what you want to play. And it is almost kind of a little more right brain, left brain kind of thing that happens there.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know I've never been good at improvisation. I'm not good at music, but I was trained in piano and play flute, and I can read music fine. I mean, for some reason, I'm very comfortable reading music, but improvising for me is like, I can do a little, but it's not as easy as reading music. And I think it does depend on the person. You know, it's nice that you can do both. That's the ideal thing, right? That you can do both.
Yeah.
Because at some point, if you're doing what you're doing, someone's going to say, well, here's the chart, you know. And I mean, that's happened to many people. It's always like, oh, well, can you play a few bars? It's like, you know, so it's nice to have both. But you, how did you go about picking? Of course, you have some of the ones I love in here. Everyone loves Canon and D. Ave Maria's on this. Some of Claire de Lune, obviously. Moonlight Sonata, Pavane for Elise. That's like one of the prerequisites of learning. And when you learn piano, I remember learning for Elise, right? I think that was the first song I learned really on piano.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted to do an album where it was a lot of familiar songs because, you know, people love this new discovery, but folks also love to just hear what they know. Mm-hmm. And these are some of my own personal favorites as well. So I just wanted to, ones that I've played for many years, and just wanted to share them and kind of interpret them a little bit in my own way.
And they're really good if you're doing a wedding or a wedding reception as well to get to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something about, if you're having a party, there's something classy about hearing this kind of music, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are definitely ones that people love. They're uplifting, most of them. You know, they have a sense of romance. And, perfect for weddings.
They're really beautiful. By the way, people can go to laurasullivanmusic.com, and you do have the latest two ones there. I know you've always been wonderful letting people hear your music, and even sometimes you've had free downloads at times, which is just, I think it's, you have a generous spirit, Laura, and you're also helping people like you helped me letting me use some of your music behind some of the words I have. And I always have added your music quite heavily. I think you're actually the most played artist that I have on KUOS FM in Sedona, because to me, that's the music that inspires me. And I know a lot of that music was it just sitting at the piano and what came to you, or do you actually write down any of that, or was that a lot of that music? And now, how many CDs? It's like eight. Are you up to eight CDs?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you, Cindy. I'm so honored and moved, and I've got tears in my eyes
just
to play the music that much. Thank you. It means the world to me. And let's see, I just released my 10th CD.
10th,
in,
oh my gosh.
The middle of September. It's called Healing. And I have another one coming out in January. I just, you know, I feel so grateful to be able to create. It's what I love to do more than anything. And it's not like a job. It's like play.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I do absolutely offer free downloads. If anybody wants to go to my website, there's a link there at the top that says, I think it says free download or get free music. Click on there and, you know, you just put your email address in and you will be sent an email that has a link where you can download 10 tracks and just they're yours to keep, no obligation.
And, you know, I love the fact that the healing one was really designed for meditation.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I that was a really fun project. I've been getting a lot of feedback through the years that people use the music that I create for meditation, but they were really wanting longer tracks, like, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Meditation length, right?
Yeah. So I put together an album that has only four tracks, but each one is more than 10 minutes, like 10, 15, and longer minutes each. So, so that was interesting process for me in creating a track that is that long, that still has a cohesive flow through the whole thing, but doesn't get repetitive. So a fun challenge for me, and I'm proud of how it came out.
I think it's wonderful, and I'm one of those people who meditates every day, and it's really wonderful to have inspiring music. To me, my soul and spirits have always been lifted by great music like yours. And when you're sitting and meditating, sometimes when you have inspiring music like yours, I find that it takes me to a higher level as well. And so, and I'm one of those people that love music. So if I'm listening to wonderful music like that and meditating, I've got the best of both worlds, you know. And
oh,
I want to
yeah.
really encourage, I have to send you my new CD, I mean my new book, How to Fly with Less Stress. I really encourage music like that also for people who are flying, to put it on your phone or your computer. And I'll tell you, when you listen to that, when you're flying, it just relieves your stress and takes it away, because you just get carried away by the music and you stop worrying, you know. So very good for flying music.
Oh, I love that idea, Cindy. And, you know, I still believe what you're saying. I think it's true for humanity that music can touch us in a way that maybe nothing else can. It has an effect on our emotions, I believe, you know, to either uplift us or to bring us to, you know, whatever kind of musical state is evoked through the, whatever kind of emotional state is evoked through the music. It's so much more powerful, I think, you know, to be able to get to a space. Like if we want to relieve stress and we listen to a type of music that can bring that on for us, it's really powerful.
It is, absolutely. Laura, I know you've got to go pick up your daughter. so I'm...
Yeah. I'm actually at the school right now, sort of wandering around, talking with you. It's been so much fun.
But I so appreciate you calling, and I know our busy schedules make it hard to connect as often as I'd like. Next time you call in, I know you went to Ireland, and I have this passion for Ireland, too, and I would love to talk to you about Ireland, because to me it's one, obviously it touches you as much as it touches me, and I want to go back next year, and I'd love to hear about that the next time you call in, okay?
Oh, I would love to chat about Ireland. That is just one of my favorite places in the world. It's just a magical, spiritual place, and Yes, let's do that. I look forward to it.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, if people want to hear some of your music that was inspired by Ireland, what was the CD before last? The CD before the last was actually had lovely music that you composed about Ireland, and the name of that CD was?
Oh, On Calm Within. Yes, the first track is called Emerald Isle, and we all know what that's about.
Yes, The Calm Within, a wonderful one also. All of your music is wonderful. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful one and the best of luck on your projects. And you just keep putting out wonderful music. People go to laurasullivanmusic.com. And thanks so much for calling in today, Laura. I'm going to play one of your pieces of music next, okay?
Thank you, Cindy. Lots of love to you. And thanks
you
so
too.
Much for having me on.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye. How are you? It's got Kevin Mackey now on the line.